Welcome to Hebraic Insights in the Gospels. Join us every Sabbath on Zion Road Radio for a look at the life, deeds, and words of Yeshua Messiah and his followers from the Torah-centric Hebraic perspective they were originally lived and written in. Today's program is on Luke chapter 8. Please get out your Bible and follow along. What was Messiah doing in his ministry? Why did he speak in parables? How do most people respond to the real, full message of Yeshua Messiah? Can you change people to be good soil? If not, does that mean that you shouldn't sow the seed? Or that you're justified in hiding Messiah's light in you? Why should we take bearing good fruit and guarding our hearts seriously? What is the good soil? What does it mean to let your light shine? What did Messiah mean when he said, "To him who has, more will be given"? Stay tuned throughout today's program for Eliyahu ben David's insight on these questions and more in Luke chapter 8. And now, here's Eliyahu ben David.
Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the
Shalom, friends. We're going to get right at the heart of something that was very important to Yeshua that he shared with those closest to him. You know, if you were on a professional, say, basketball team, and your team wasn't winning, your coach would talk to you and say, "Listen, you've got to get back to the fundamentals. You've got to concentrate on the fundamentals if you're going to be a winner." That's why we have to come back and talk about the seeds and the soil. This is the fundamentals of the kingdom. We have to think about this often. We need to bring it into the things we're doing if we're going to be a winner for the kingdom. So let's take a look at this a little bit more. Yeshua said, "The farmer went out to sow his seed." Picture that in your head. Farmer sowing his seed. How come when you throw some seed in the ground, it grows? You know, if you take anything that human beings make, say some marbles, or, I don't know, some beads, or some chocolate cake, whatever it is, and you throw it on the ground, it doesn't grow into anything. If you take seeds and you throw them on the ground, they grow into something. And that's why we do it, isn't it? That's why we throw the seeds in the ground. It's because life is in the seed. Very simple principle, Genesis chapter 1. Life is in the seed. So that's why the farmer sows his seed, because he knows there's life in the seed, and he wants that seed to produce fruit. That's how it works. So Yeshua is talking about that, about seeds, about life in the seed, about producing fruit, something that especially those people in the first century would know a lot about, because they had markets of a sort, but really they were a lot closer to the whole agricultural system than most of us are. Let's face it, a lot of us could go through our whole life and never even see a seed. So they understood what a seed was about. Well, in the parable, the farmer who went out to sow his seed is Messiah. What is he doing standing in front of the multitude talking to them about the kingdom? He's sowing seed. And there's life in that seed. And the farmer sowing seed is you and I. If that seed has been planted within us and it's growing. Because isn't that where seeds come from? Just like this endless cycle. You plant a seed, it produces fruit, many more seeds, more fruit. That's how it all works. So the farmer sowing the seed is Messiah, but it's also the results of the planting of the seed that grows up and becomes the farmer sowing seed. And what we're going to see as we go along is this is about the kingdom. So the seed we're talking about has to do with the kingdom. It's not just anything. It's not just anything you talk about. It's about the kingdom. So let's take a look now at Messiah as the farmer. It says, when a great multitude came together, he spoke by a parable. So this is the parable of the sower. The great multitude that he's talking to. They don't realize it, but they are the soil. And he's spreading the seed out on the soil while he's talking to this multitude of people. It's like this big field. And he's just casting his seed and it just goes to everybody indiscriminately. So this is Messiah acting as the farmer scattering his seed. And to the soil, he speaks in parables as he scatters his seed. And why does he speak in parables? Well, because he explained this to his disciples. He said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Elohim, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. Well, that sounds very enigmatic. You know, a lot of times when people read that, what is that about? He doesn't want them to hear. He doesn't want them to see. Then why is he talking to them? You know, that doesn't seem to make sense on a certain level. But the whole idea is, what he's saying is, essentially, everybody's getting a chance this way. I don't have to reveal the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom that only belong to certain people. By telling the parable, then I'm able to separate those people who deserve the mystery of the kingdom from those people who don't deserve it. That's what he's saying. It's about separating. It's about this goal of separating out the children of the kingdom from those people who are not the children of the kingdom. Let's look some more. Notice Messiah was never interested in retaining large numbers of people. That's really important for us to understand. What he was doing with those multitudes was totally different than what we see most famous preachers doing today. Because what they're trying to do is attract large numbers of people into their congregation. And what Messiah was trying to do is talk to the large numbers of people to draw out of them those few who were worthy of his real message. So very different thing that he was doing. And take note of that. Take note of that. Because while many of those people want you to think they're doing the same work as Messiah, they're not. They're doing something else, something different than what he was doing. What he was doing, friends, is he was looking for the remnant in his day. That's what he was doing, sowing the seed. So how can they be identified? Well, he explained it to us. This is what he said. He mentioned three different kinds of soil. Now remember, the people, the multitude, are the soil. And he says, the soil along the road. This is the people that may hear the word, but it's taken away before they ever do anything about it. They don't care. Basically, it doesn't apply to them. So it's never going to take hold. It's never going to produce anything. However, notice they are contacted, right? Out of this multitude of people, what percentage of that multitude do you think are those people? We don't know exactly, but I'm thinking it's probably the vast majority of them. They're going to go away saying, well, that was an interesting message, but I didn't get that thing about the soil. What was that all about anyway? I got to go back to work or whatever. And they didn't think about it again. That's most people. When you share something about the kingdom with them, something about the truth, they might be very nice people, but it just doesn't take hold. That's most of the people. Can you control that? No. You can't control what is going to happen with the people where you share the message. You do the very best you can to share the message with them, but ultimately, they are the soil, and you can't change it. Period. Then you have the soil on the rocky places. They seem to start out with great enthusiasm, but they're soon easily stumbled. Then they drop out. Now, here at Zion, we get a lot of those people. And they come in and they're very excited about these new things that they're learning and things they've never known before. And they say, oh, well, I'm all in with this. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I'm totally with this. But inevitably, something comes up that causes a problem. Maybe their family gives them some trouble over something, some part of the message, and they really can't handle that. And so they just disappear. And that's probably the second biggest number right there. It's interesting how Messiah put this, because it's exactly how it really happens. It's just how it really happens. Then we have the soil among the thorns. The soil among the thorns, these are people, they receive the word, they seem to get it, but they don't have staying power. So over time, you know what? They really care more about making money than they do being part of the kingdom or the pleasures of this world or the new house, the new car, Facebook, whatever. Anything but the kingdom. And so basically what happens with them, they have a different priority. And so that word that has been sown in their heart shrivels up and they fall away. That's sad. So what you see here, what Messiah is telling us very plainly in this parable, is that the vast majority where the seed is sown are ultimately not good soil. That means that when it is the true word of the kingdom and not just the feel-good message, okay? It's the real word of the kingdom. The majority will not stick with it and produce fruit over time. That's Messiah's message. This is what we see. This is what usually happens. Don't be depressed about that. You know, it's just like if you are a farmer, don't you have to understand how the farm works? Right? This is how the farm works. Certain soil works, other soil doesn't. It's how the farm works. It's not depressing. It's just how it works. So you have to adapt to that. Now, the way some people adapt to it, and I'm sorry to keep bringing this up, but, you know, they want to change the message to get more people. And that's the wrong thing to do. Because if you do that, you're not doing what he's doing. Because the seed has the life in it. It's the life of Yeshua Messiah. And that's what he wants and nothing else. If you start sowing mutated seed, you're going to end up with a mutated monster that's not the kingdom. And other people might want that and think that's good. Messiah doesn't want it. He doesn't want any part of that. This is what he wants. Is this harder? Yeah, it is. But it's right. It's right. He's looking for the remnant, not just a lot of people. Well, let's look a little more. Now we have the good ground. This is the happy part, right? The good soil. Yeshua says, these have an honest and good heart. They're not trying to fool anybody. They're not trying to fool themselves. They're not trying to fool other people. And most of all, they're not trying to fool Messiah. They love the truth. People who have an honest heart love the truth, and they love righteousness. He says, these having heard the word, hold it tightly. Why do you hold something tightly? It matters to you, doesn't it? You care about it. It's your treasure. You're going to hold on to your treasure tightly. You see, it's your priority, right? That's what Messiah is saying here. They don't just take it for granted. They don't think, well, once saved, always saved. I said the little prayer, and now everything's done. That's the other guy's friends. That's not Yeshua Messiah. These people realize that being a child of the king is a privilege. And it comes with responsibilities. And that takes time, attention, and yes, an action plan to feed your spirit and to prepare yourself on a daily basis to do his will. These are the people who bring forth fruit with patience. That's what he said about them. They bring forth fruit with patience. Why patience? You know the answer. It isn't easy. There's a lot of things that are thrown at us. You know, the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's why patience, right? And elsewhere, Messiah says, he who endures to the end will be saved. Very different message than the one that they use to fill up these huge halls, right? Don't you want to know the real message? We can't make that other message be true just because a lot of people believe it. You know, it's a broad road that leads to destruction, Messiah said. Narrow is the gate, and few are the ones who find it. It's a narrow road. And there are no shortcuts at all. It's only these people that we're talking about here who bring forth fruit, enduring to the end, who are the remnant. Why do they do it? Because they're good soil. They have the right kind of heart. They love truth. And they're determined they're going to do it. You know, that if you're going to do it, that's really such a central thing. You have to be determined. You're going to do it. Whatever it takes to do it, you're going to do it, relying on Yeshua Messiah, on his life, in that seed that's been planted within you. And you're going to do it. And he tells us many places, many people that we don't think are going to be there in the kingdom, they're going to be there because they had that determination in their heart. And other people that we think, oh, well, that person will certainly be there. Not everybody will. We don't get to determine what kind of soil a person is. We just have to deal with our own heart. If people really listened to this parable, if they understood that parable, what would it be telling them? It would be telling them, at best, I have a 1 out of 4 chance of making it, at best. Doesn't that by itself make you think, I'm going to really try hard? Because what is the alternative? You just don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. Now, he followed this up about the planting of the seed. And the seed is so wonderful when you think about it, because it's the word of the kingdom sown in our hearts. It has the life of Messiah in it, and it grows. Isn't that fantastic what happens? And then you share the word of the kingdom with somebody else, and then it takes root in their heart, and it starts to grow. And this is how it spreads, just like that. That's what happens. That's from speaking the word of the kingdom. So we talked about Messiah as the farmer, but who else is the farmer? It's us, isn't it? Each of us, we're a farmer. Are you sowing that seed? You know, think about that. As opportunities come to you, as the Spirit draws people into your sphere, your realm, are you using those opportunities to plant a seed? Well, do that, because you know what? You could produce amazing fruit just from sharing something. And it doesn't have to be brilliant. You know, I've seen people that have turned to God for some of the most amazing, simple things that somebody said to them. It really doesn't have to be like some amazing thing, but it can be. You know, sometimes you can really even surprise yourself when you allow His Spirit to flow through you like that. But now he follows this up with the lamp. And here's the thing about the lamp. With the lamp, he's talking about the same thing. He's talking about the same thing as the other parable, but he's taking it a step further. And he says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a container or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand that those who enter in may see the light. So now the seed that he was just talking about, it's now become the light. But he's talking about the same thing. And what is the lamp? You're the lamp. Right? And yeah, this is life. It's his life in you. The life that's in the seed. It's in you. It's a light. You're a lamp. What are you going to do with the lamp? Hide under a basket? Hide under your bed? How does that serve his purpose if we do that? How does it serve his purpose if we hide that light? Because, you know, this is the really cool part of it. This goes beyond the word that you speak. This is about the word that you become. This is what the world needs, is to be able to see the word in human flesh. Now, usually when we talk about that, we're talking about Yeshua, Messiah. But who is it that lives in you? And why is it that he wants to transform us into his image? It's so that we can do what he's doing, so that we can be the lamp. You see, he's the lamp. He wants you to be the lamp. He walked that out for us. He wants us to do that, to be the lamp. So he's saying, don't hide this. Why do we do that? Why do we sometimes back off from letting that light shine? Well, there's different reasons. We all have our struggles, right? We could say that maybe we're not the type of person that is so outgoing. That might be true. Maybe we're afraid of what people will think. You know, maybe it's not convenient. But, you know, the light is so important. And you do have that light in you. And people can see it. And when the light comes into the room, what was dark now becomes illuminated. And you can be the one that is illuminating the room. That's a wonderful thing. This is why he talks about the lamp. And then he says, be careful, therefore, how you hear. He says that because he's still talking about the word. He's still talking about the other parable, even. About the word, the seed that is sown, the word. But he has added to it now about the lamp. So when he says, be careful, therefore, how you hear, one way of seeing this is that he could be saying, the word of the kingdom you're hearing needs to be allowed to make you into a lamp. It needs to become a light that brings illumination to people. And this is what happens. He says, whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever doesn't have, from him will be taken away, even that which he thinks he has. One way of seeing this is, what happens when you actually do let your light shine? What happens when you do become a farmer and you sow your seed? It's an amazing thing that happens when you do that, when you intentionally do that. Because what happens is, this life of Yeshua Messiah comes through you to others. And so, you know what happens when that happens? You get more. and you get more. So those who have and share it, they keep getting more. But those who think they have it, but they never share it with anybody, well, they very easily could end up losing what even they have, because they're not having that flow through of his spirit out to others. This is part of being a disciple of Yeshua, of actually spreading this seed, of letting our light shine. That's who the remnant are, the people that do that. Ultimately, that's who they are. And so through doing this, we not only are learning what Messiah himself has actually said about it and the example he has set, but we are having an opportunity to do it and experience what that feels like. And in doing that, we're being equipped to do it more. And nothing's more important, especially right now. So just a few things. The seed is the word of the kingdom that you hear. And then when it grows within you, it's the word of the kingdom that you speak to others. The lamp is related to that. It's once you are the good soil and the seed is growing, the life of Messiah is there, then you are a lamp illuminated with his life. And then that light is something that you can share, and people, others who are of the good soil, will be drawn to it. And that's really his plan. You know, it's kind of interesting because all the way through the scriptures, it's really talking about the same thing. This is who Israel is supposed to be, right? A light to the nations. But how could that happen? Messiah is telling us right here how that can happen, how we actually can be a light to the nations through letting his light shine through us and not being afraid to do that, to stand up and let our light shine. And something I was realizing as I was going through Luke chapter 8 is that everything that he was doing, you know, casting out demons, healing people, even raising the dead, all these things he did, calming the sea, that was all him letting his light shine. So he was actually modeling the parable he had just spoken of. So this whole chapter is a parable, and there's a great deal in it that applies to us as his remnant people a lot. And we can do it. You know, sometimes when we talk about things like this, it can feel a little bit daunting. If, you know, this is not something that we've really done a lot, sharing the truth with other people. But here's an encouraging thought for you. That seed is in there. And it has the life of Yeshua Messiah in it. All these things he did, that's his life. All these things he said, that's his life. And it's living in you and me. So all we have to do is let it happen. We don't have to make it happen. We can just let it go. And amazing things will happen.
Ask for the ancient
You have been listening to Hebraic Insights in the Gospels. Further teachings and study materials on how the restoration of the remnant of Israel is part of the good news, what Messiah and his followers actually taught, how to bear good fruit, sharing the message, walking in the Holy Spirit, enduring to the end, God's plan for our generation, allowing God's plan to work in your life, the harvest at the last days, the mysteries of the kingdom, and how to let your light shine, along with many other related topics, can be found at our membership site, Zion Tabernacle. Sign up is free. Just go to zion.net. That's TSIYON.net. New programs on the Gospels will be airing every Sabbath on Zion Road Radio. Tune in next Shabbat to learn more from Hebraic Insights in the Gospels. Shabbat Shalom! The Christian church system has claimed that Israel is cast off and done away with. However, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35 through verse 37 says, "Thus says Yahweh, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, then will I also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh. The sun is still here. The sea still roars, and the stars still shine." Learn how Yahweh's nation Israel is literally written in the stars as a permanent testimony of our God's commitment to his covenant with Israel. Visit our community site, Zion Tabernacle, and sign up as a free member to view Eliyahu ben David's seminar entitled One Nation Written in the Stars. Now available free of charge as part of Zion Fast Track, our introductory video course. Zion Fast Track will give you the big picture of what God is doing with His remnant nation in this very generation. To sign up and learn more about what other free resources you'll get as a Zion Tabernacle member, go to zion.org and click Join Us. That's TSIYON.org. Then click Join Us.
As though it were not serious, as though it were not serious. Oh, you dress the wound, you dress the wound of my people. As though it were not serious, as though it were not serious. Not serious. Get serious.